This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been named in an arrest warrant for war crimes by the International Criminal Court. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more details.
The president of the International Criminal Court, Judge Pyotr Hofmansky, says Russia's Vladimir Putin and the head of a Russian government children's bureau are being held personally responsible for taking Ukrainian children
from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation.
Hofmansky says children receive special protection under the Geneva Conventions.
It is forbidden by international law for occupied powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories.
While the ICC can issue the warrants, it cannot execute them and is asking for international cooperation in bringing in Putin. One expert says Putin will likely avoid traveling to countries where he might be turned in, although Moscow doesn't recognize the international court and has brushed off the war crimes charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And U.S. President Joe Biden was asked his opinion of the decision.
Criminal court issuing an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think it justifies it, but the question is, it's not recognized internationally by us either, but I think it makes a very strong point.
Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping is planning to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week, highlighted China's aspiration for a greater role on the world stage, but they also revealed the perils of global diplomacy hours after Friday's announcement of the trip at the international arrest warrant was issued for Putin on the war crimes charges, taking at least some wind the sails of China's big reveal.